Tennessee wins tonight over Alabama A&M, 93-68 here at Thompson Bowling Arena, and before a crowd of almost 16,000. Bob Kessling, Bert Bertelkamp, now with the coach of the Volunteers, Bruce Pearl. Coach, congratulations. You got to be pleased with this performance tonight.
Yeah, this is one of our better performances, Bob. I don't think there's any question. And I thought one of the things we talked about, and this wasn't to be critical again of Texas, but Texas was just not excited about playing Tennessee that afternoon. And they were hungover from the Duke loss. And one of the things that we wanted to guard against with our club is, you know, coming off of Texas and Oklahoma State and now coming back home, we wanted to be as excited about playing this game as Alabama A&M. And part of it is doing a good job of scouting, and part of it is doing a good job of respecting a good opponent. That's a good team, that Alabama A&M team. That team will have a chance to win the SWAC and be represented in the NCAA tournament. And I really like their style. It was, they weren't afraid to come in here and run and press and do the things that they need to do, you know, for them in their league. So it was a very good win.
You know, Stanley had said something when he came out here I thought was kind of interesting. He mentioned the fact that maybe in the Oklahoma State game, the players got a little bit off track in terms of the game plan. Tonight they stayed on track, and it really paid off, didn't it?
Well, we did get a little off track with the game plan, I think. But part of it is the opponent. Yeah. In a sense that Oklahoma State puts more pressure on the ball, and they're bigger and physical, and they kind of drive you out of things a little bit. I agree with Stanley. There were some things that we went through in a scout, and Oklahoma State did some things that, you know, we didn't normally respond well to. But, yeah, it was good that I think the kids did pay close attention. I got to tell you, my assistant coaches do a terrific job. My players have referred to me as a player's coach. They've said that, okay? And I hope they like playing for me. That's fine. They need to respect me, and they need to do what I'm telling them to do. And if they like me, great. If they don't, it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to lose sleep on them. I'm really hard to work for. Really hard to work for. My coaches have been with me for a long time, and it's like my wife, being 23 years of marriage. I'm hard to be married to. But I drive myself so, and I drive them. And I'm telling you, when it comes to scouting, those guys don't miss a thing when it comes to game preparation, because we've got to do everything we can to give our kids a chance to be successful.
Well, you know, they came in here, Alabama A&M, with three really good players and a nice backcourt, Obi Trotter and Michael Ford. You guys did a great job cutting off two of them. You know, they were 7-for-26 between them, and I thought a great team effort against Trotter especially.
Boy, we really were. Trotter has 6 steals a game, didn't have any. Which talks about C.J. Watson's ability to handle the ball and his confidence level. And Trotter knocked down. He was 3-for-13, and he knocked down his first two.
Yeah.
So I think he went 1-for-11 after that. And we rotated different guys on him, and he's a good player. But I thought we were – one of the things that we did a better job, We did a better job of seeing the ball, of rallying to the ball. One of the things when you play a team, Oklahoma State, who do you leave? You know, when you're playing a great team, who do you leave? And who do you know, to help? And with Alabama A&M, it seemed like there was always at least one guy on the floor that we could leave. And I thought there was lots and lots of charges drawn, lots of loose balls, and lots of good team defense.
Tonight, Tennessee wins over Alabama A&M, and the Volunteers improved to 7-1 on the season. Bruce Pearl signing autographs to a lot of the fans that were here and loud tonight, rooting on Tennessee to this victory. And, Coach, I thought one of the things, when we talked to Stanley about that as well, the team really fed off the crowd tonight, just the energy in here.
Well, you know what, Bob? I tell you, one of the things, they say it takes a village, right? And mm-hmm. it's the truth. I went into the press conference, and I just thanked the men's athletic program. And I want the fans that are here and folks that are listening, you're driving back home. We had so many things going on tonight in the way of some different specials. You know, we had the 4-pack, and we had selling these 3 games. It was well-publicized. All that's fine. But unless the fans, you know, are the ones that are going to come out and respond. And, you know, one of the things that I felt about, you know, in coming to Tennessee and looking at the SEC, I felt like Kentucky would be the only other school in the SEC that could put 16,000 people in for a non-conference game in the middle of December or the end of December. And Tennessee's the other one. And our fans are doing their part. And I just, you know, I think as long as – this is one thing I also said – not sure if the team was going to come out and be excited about playing. Just didn't know how hungover they would be. I've not been with them long enough. I don't know them well enough. Try as we might. In preparation for that, I was going to be really upset because of the way the fans came out and did their part. You know, but of course, I didn't have to, because you saw great effort. You saw great intensity. And you saw a hungry basketball team that's getting better. And that was exciting.
You know, Coach, we picked Stanley as player of the game, but we could just as easily have picked Juwan.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at his line. He had 6 for 9, 16 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, and no turnovers, and I don't know how many deflections. He was everywhere.
He was. He was super, super solid and playing with confidence. And Tony Jones does a great job. Look at the minutes. 27, 27, yeah. 25, 25, 20, real balance. And then to be able to get Childress and Jordan Howe into the double digits gives us the 9 that we're looking for. And that's really significant. I've said that over and over again. And so I couldn't argue with Stanley being the guy. You know, Andre Patterson has 14 rebounds and doesn't turn the ball over. Chris Lofton, I said to him, what did you have for pregame meal? Whatever you ate pregame, you need to do that again and again.
17 points in the first half, and he had 5 big three-pointers helping Tennessee build that lead at halftime, 45-32. We'll